Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. U.S. President Barack Obama has quietly nullified the Child Soldier Protection Act of 2008. Every Child Ministry's Lorella Rouster explains.
On Sunday afternoon, the president issued a memo saying that it's not in the national interest to proceed with this, and therefore he has waived the application of this law with respect to certain nations, Libya, South Sudan, Yemen, and partially in the case of Congo.
In light of a recent human trafficking executive order, it's a devastating move.
It'll send a message to the world that trafficking children into the military is okay with us.
ECM works with child soldiers. The love of Christ is central to their work.
He's the only hope for any child who is caught in these conditions, and I think that prayer for our nation is our only hope.
And the uncertainty of North Korea's new leader, Kim Jong-un, isn't uncertain anymore. MNN's Ruth Kramer has the story.
Greg, according to Christian Aid Mission, a missionary reports that the North Korean people feel that Kim Jong-un is making life even harder for Christians than his father and grandfather did. And despite ever-present dangers of imprisonment, brutality, and death, faithful followers of Jesus Christ remain committed to sharing the gospel in the midst of very difficult circumstances. One worker leads three underground churches in North Korea with a total of 87 members. This leader says the church is growing. So pray that God would soften the hearts of leaders in North Korea. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.